Today's stories bring us from the surrealistic musings of a man who misplaced the universe to the very real and heart-wrenching choices faced by a Jewish family in the throes of generational conflict. Our first story was written by Moshe Nadir, a highly versatile writer who specialized in satiric comedy and sharp polemic. Nadir possessed a highly cultivated sense of the absurd that is clearly evident in his stories. As the author himself once observed, "When God had nothing to do, he created a world. When I have nothing to do, I destroy it." Today we find out what happens or doesn't happen when the world disappears right under the nose of our sleepy protagonist, the man who slept through the end of the world, by Moshe Nadir. Our reader is Mayim Bialik.
He was always sleepy, and always ready to sleep, everywhere. At the biggest mass meetings, at all the concerts, at every important convention, he could be seen sitting asleep. And he slept in every conceivable and inconceivable pose. He slept with his elbows in the air and his hands behind his head. He slept standing up, leaning against himself so that he shouldn't fall down. He slept in the theater, in the streets, in the synagogue. Wherever he went, his eyes would drip with sleep. Neighbors used to say that he had already slept through 7 big fires, and once, at a really big fire, he was carried out of his bed, still asleep, and put down on the sidewalk. In this way, he slept for several hours, until a patrol wagon came along and took him away. It was said that when he was standing under the wedding canopy and reciting the vows, "Thou art to me," he fell asleep at the word "sanctified," and they had to beat him over the head with brass pestles for several hours to wake him up. And then he slowly said the next word and again fell asleep. We mention all this so that you may believe the following story about our hero. Once when he went to sleep, he slept and slept and slept. But in his sleep, it seemed to him that he heard thunder in the streets and his bed was shaking somewhat. So he thought in his sleep that it was raining outside. And as a result, his sleep became still more delicious. He wrapped himself up in his quilt and in his warmth. When he awoke, he saw a strange void. His wife was no longer there. His bed was no longer there. His quilt was no longer there. He wanted to look through the window, but there was no window through which to look. He wanted to run down the 3 flights and yell help, but there were no stairs on which to run and no air in which to yell. And when he wanted merely to go out of doors, he saw that there was no out of doors. Evaporated. For a while, he stood there in confusion, unable to comprehend what had happened. But afterward, he bethought himself, "I'll go to sleep." He saw, however, that there was no longer any earth on which to sleep. Only then did he raise 2 fingers to his forehead and reflect, "Apparently, I've slept through the end of the world. Isn't that a fine howdy-do?" He became depressed. "No more world," he thought. "What will I do without a world? Where will I go to work? How will I make a living? Especially now that the cost of living is so high and a dozen eggs cost $1.20 and who knows if they're even fresh. And besides, what will happen to the $5 the gas company owes me? And where has my wife gone off to? Is it possible that she, too, has disappeared with the world? And with the $30 pay I had in my pockets? And she isn't by nature the kind that disappears," he thought to himself. "And what will I do if I want to sleep? On what will I stretch out if there isn't any world? And maybe my back will ache. And who'll finish the bundle of work in the shop? And suppose I want a glass of malted, where will I get it?" "Huh," he thought, "have you ever seen anything like it? A man should fall asleep with the world under his head and wake up without it." As our hero stood there in his underwear, wondering what to do, a thought occurred to him. "To hell with it. So there isn't any world. Who needs it anyway? Disappeared is disappeared. I might as well go to the movies and kill some time." But to his astonishment, he saw that, together with the world, the movies had also disappeared. A pretty mess I've made here, thought our hero, and began smoothing his mustache. A pretty mess I've made here, falling asleep. If I hadn't slept so soundly, he taunted himself, I would have disappeared along with everything else. This way I'm unfortunate. And where will I get a malted? I love a glass in the morning. And my wife, who knows with whom she's disappeared? If it's with that presser from the top floor, I'll murder her, so help me God. And who knows how late it is? With these words, our hero wanted to look at his watch, but couldn't find it. He searched with both hands in the left and right pockets of the infinite emptiness, but could find nothing to touch. I just paid $2 for a watch, and here it's already disappeared, he thought to himself. All right, if the world went under, it went under. That I don't care about. It isn't my world. But the watch? Why should my watch go under? A new watch. $2. Wasn't even wound. And where will I find a glass of malted? There's nothing better in the morning than a glass of malted. And who knows if my wife... I've slept through such a terrible catastrophe. I deserve the worst. Help. Help. Help! Where were my brains? Why didn't I keep an eye on the world and my wife? Why did I let them disappear when they were still so young? And our hero began to beat his head against the void. But since the void was a very soft one, it didn't hurt him, and he remained alive to tell this story.
That was The Man Who Slept Through the End of the World, written by Moshe Nadir and read by Mayim Bialik. The translation, by Norbert Guterman, may be found in A Treasury of Yiddish Stories, edited by Irving Howe and Eliezer Greenberg, copyright 1953 by Viking Penguin, renewed 1982 by Irving Howe and Eva Greenberg. The story was used by permission of Viking Penguin, a division of Penguin Books USA, Incorporated. You're listening to Jewish Short Stories from Eastern Europe and Beyond, a co-production of the National Yiddish Book Center and public radio station KCRW, Santa Monica. The full 13-hour series is available on cassette from the National Yiddish Book Center. For information, call 1-800-9-SERIES, 1-800-973-7444.